The marsh wiggle slipped into the shadow as quickly as a cat. The others, for a sickening minute or so, went forward at a walk. Then suddenly, from behind them, there broke out a series of blood-curdling screams.
Oh, dear. Anyone would think it was a pig being killed.
Don't cry out before you're hurt, or you will be hurt, see?
Good hunting, Puddleglum. Eustace, of your courtesy, dismount and take Colblack's head while I deal with this gnome.
Yes, sir.
Now, Earthman, speak up like an honest gnome and you shall go free. Play the knave with us and you shall feel the prick of my sword in your neck and nothing more after. Puddleglum, how can it speak while you hold its mouth tight shut?
To keep it from biting me!
Earthman, one bite and you die. Let its mouth open, Puddleglum.
As you wish, eh?
Let me go, let me go! It isn't me, I didn't do it!
Didn't do what?
Whatever your honour say I did!
Tell me your name and what you Earthman are all about today.
Oh, please, your honour, please, kind gentlemen, promise you will not tell the Queen's Grace anything I say.
The Queen's Grace, as you call her, is dead. I killed her myself.
What? Dead? The witch dead? And by your honour's hand? Oh, why then, your honour is a friend!
A friend? You had better tell us all, then.
My name is Golg, and I will tell your honours all I know. About an hour ago, we were all going about our work. Her work, I should say. Sad and silent, same as we've done any other day for years and years. Then there came a great crash and bang! As soon as they heard it, everyone says to himself, I haven't had a song or a dance or let off a joke for a long time. Why is that? And everyone thinks to himself, why? I must have been enchanted. And then everyone says to himself, I'm blessed if I know why I'm carrying this load, and I'm not going to carry it any further. That's that. And down we all throw our sacks and bundles and tools. And then everyone turns and sees the great red glow over yonder. And everyone says to himself, what's that? And everyone answers himself and says, there's a crack or a chasm split open, and a nice warm glow coming up through it from the really deep land, 1,000 fathom under us.
Great Scott! Are there other lands still lower down?
Oh, yes, Your Honour. Lovely places, what we call the Land of Bism. This country where we are now, the witch's country, is what we call the Shallow Land. It's a good deal too near the surface to suit us. You might almost as well be living outside on the surface itself. You see, we're all poor gnomes from Bism, whom the witch has called up here by magic to work for her. But we'd forgotten all about it till that crash came and the spell broke. We didn't know who we were or where we belonged. We couldn't do anything or think anything except what she put into our heads. And it was glum and gloomy things she put there all those years. I've nearly forgotten how to make a joke or dance a jig. But the moment the bang came and the chasm opened and the sea began rising, it all came back. And of course, we all set off as quick as we could to get down the crack and home to our own place. And you can see them over there all letting off rockets and standing on their heads for joy. Oh, and I'll be very obliged to your honours if you'll soon let me go and join in.
I think this is simply splendid. I'm so glad we freed the gnomes as well as ourselves when we cut off the witch's head. And I'm so glad they aren't really horrid and gloomy any more than the prince really was. Well, what he seemed like.
That's all very well, Jill, but those gnomes didn't look to me like chaps who were just running away. Looked more like military formations, if you ask me. Do you look me in the face, Mr. Golg, and tell me you weren't preparing for battle?
Of course we were, Your Honour.
Ah.
You see, we didn't know the witch was dead. We thought she'd be watching from the castle.
Oh.
We were trying to slip away without being seen. And then when you three came out with swords and horses, of course everyone says to himself, oh, here it comes, not knowing that his honour wasn't on the witch's side. And we were determined to fight like anything rather than give up the hope of going back to Bism.
I'll be sworn, 'tis an honest gnome. Let go of it, Puddleglum. As for me, good Golg, I have been enchanted like you and your fellows, and have but newly remembered myself. And now, one question more. Do you know the way to those new diggings by which the sorceress meant to lead out an army against the Overland?
Oh, yes, I know that terrible road. I will show you where it begins, but it is no manner of use, Your Honor, asking me to go with you on it. I'll die, rather.
Why? What's so dreadful about it?
Oh, too near the top, the outside. That was the worst thing the witch did to us. We were going to be led out into the open, onto the outside of the world. They say there's no roof at all there, only a horrible great emptiness called the sky. And the diggings have gone so far that a few strokes of the pick would bring you out to it. Oh, I wouldn't dare go near them.
Now you're talking. But it's not horrid at all up there. We like it. We live there.
Oh, I know you overlanders live there, but I thought it was because you couldn't find your way down inside. You can't really like it. Crawling about like flies on the top of the world?
Yes. What about showing us the road at once?
The whole party set out. The prince remounted his charger, Puddleglum climbed up behind Jill, and Golg led the way. As he went, he kept shouting out the good news that the witch was dead, and that the four overlanders were not dangerous. And those who heard him shouted it on to others, so that in a few minutes the whole of Underland was ringing with shouts and cheers. Gnomes, by the hundreds, came pressing round Coldblack and Snowflake, and the prince had to tell the story of his own enchantment and deliverance at least 10 times. In this way they came to the edge of the chasm. It was about 1,000 feet long and perhaps 200 wide. They dismounted from their horses and came to the edge and looked down into it. A strong heat smote up into their faces. The depth of the chasm was so bright that at first it dazzled their eyes and they could see nothing. When they got used to it, they thought they could make out a river of fire. And on the banks of that river, what seemed to be fields and groves of an unbearable, hot brilliance. There were blues and reds and greens and whites all jumbled together. Down the rugged side of the chasm, looking black like flies against all that fiery light, hundreds of Earthmen were climbing down.
Your Honours, why don't you come down to Bizzum? You'd be happier there than in that cold, unprotected, naked country out on top. Or at least come down for a short visit.
Truly, friend, I have half a mind to come with you. For this is a marvelous adventure, and it may be no mortal man has ever looked into Bizzum before or will ever have the chance again. And I know not how, as the years pass, I shall bear to remember that it was once in my power to have probed the uttermost pit of the earth, and that I did not.
Your Highness, if my old friend Reepicheep the Mouse were here, he would say we could not now refuse the adventures of Bizzum without a great impeachment to our honor. Eustace!
My father went to the world's end. It would be a marvelous thing if his son went to the bottom of the world.
Wait a minute!
If your Highness wants to see your father while he's still alive, which I think he'd prefer, it's about time we were getting onto that road to the diggings!
And I won't go down that hole, whatever anyone says!
Why, if your honours are really set to go back to Overworld, there is one bit of the road that's rather lower than this. And perhaps, if that flood's still rising...
Oh, do come on!
I fear it must be so. But I have left half of my heart in the land of Bizzum.
Please!
Where is the road?
There are lamps all the way. Your Honor can see the beginning of the road on the far side of the chasm. Oh, I must hurry! The rift looks as if it's closing! Quick! Goodbye to your honors! I'm off!
Right. Now, it's 10 to 1. We've already stayed too long, but we may as well make a try. Those lamps will go out in 5 minutes, I shouldn't wonder.
On, Coldblack. Snowflake, haste. Haste!